This Shabbos, Im Yirtzeh Hashem, we're going to be reading two Parshiyot, Nitzavim and Vayelech. We have to double up because the following Shabbos is going to be Rosh Hashanah, so we don't read the normal Parshiyot. But the last two Psukim in the Parshat Nitzavim, I'd like to paraphrase. That's Perek Lamed, Posuk Yutet and Chaf. Haidoti b'chem hayom et ha-shamayim v'et ha-aretz, ha-chayim v'ha-mavet natati lefanecha. And we skip the next pasuk, ki hu chayecha v'orech yamecha. This day I call upon the heavens and the earth as witnesses. You shall choose life, for that is your life and the length of your days. Now that we are so much involved in COVID-19, there's a serious issue facing the yeshiva world. It created some very serious introspection. But the truth is, in our experience, in Mivaseret, and other rabbeim and other yeshivas express the same thing, more or less. The experience with our Talmidim is the following. They came home, went back to the States shortly after Purim, and immediately they found chavrusas through WhatsApp, through Zoom, voice conferencing, or other avenues, looking for shiurim constantly. And the Rosh Hashiva arranged that the yeshiva should continue. A very large group zoomed with the yeshiva. I think something about 6 hours or more daily, until most of them went away to summer camp. The quarantine infused them so much to return to yeshiva in Israel, to steig away, with all the reasons to be hesitant about it. Registration above and beyond. As one Talmud said, it was a real bracha to come to Eretz Yisrael with my friends, learning with my Rabbeim, learning all day. What could be better than this? I love it. It's great. However, in the Israeli yeshivas, many of the Rosh yeshivas feared the negative, the Talmidim being out of the Beis Medrash being closed, staying home, wasting their time, involved with, they would call it shtusim, we call it shtuyot, narishkeit, and difficult, they feared, to get back to the shvung of the yeshiva, to steiging away. Whichever one we're speaking about, both groups, however, see the Torah as a 24/7 pleasure, I want to use the word, gishmak of Torah, the zizkeit of Torah. And the Rabbeim are blessed that they've seen such Talmidim. On our Pasuk, there's a Gemara in Brachot, Daf Nun Hei Yomer Aleph, that I would like to give it a Drush twist. Because the Torah Tamima brings the Pasuk and he has a lot of difficulties with it. The Gemara. on this pasuk. Gemara says like this: Amri Abihuda, mi shenotlin lo sefer Torah likrot, the eino korei mitkatsrim yomov. He who is given, placed on his lap, a sefer Torah that he could read, and he doesn't read it, his days are cut short. Shenemar, ki hu chayecha v'yorech yamecha. For the length of your days, you don't use it, you're not going to be blessed with the length of your days. You see no importance, no use for it, then there's no life. They tell the story that when Chaim Weizmann, the first president of Israel, made his first trip to America, so he went to see Harry Truman, who was the president, who was very helpful for the UN to approve the establishment of an independent state of Israel. So he didn't know what to bring Harry Truman, something relating to Israel, whatever it is. So the story goes that he brought him a miniature Sefer Torah and presented it to him. And Harry Truman looks to Chaim Weizmann, Mr. President, how did you know this is what I really wanted all my life? I can't find enough words to thank you. We have a Sefer Torah placed in our laps. We are thrilled to have the opportunity to link to Torah by learning from it. May we all understand this is your life and the length of your days. That should be a blessing and a protection for each individual who studies Torah, for the most of Torah, and for Am Yisrael.